We're now joined by the head coach over at the Gilman City Boys basketball program in Tony Gregg. A pretty good run here for Gilman City to start HDC play. Got a big, big victory 6 nights ago against Winston, 36-35. BD's Terrison soundly on Friday night, 65-32. You can hear Gilman City tonight here on KTTN 92.3 FM. They're going to take on the Trailblazers of Northland Christian. I should know this off the top of my head, Coach, but I don't. Is it a 5 o'clock tip-off?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So Trenton Brookfield is going to follow that game. So we have triple-header action coming up starting at 5 today on KTTM. Let's talk about that game first here, Coach. Northland Christian, I don't know a thing about them. I'm going to be studying them for the next handful of hours. What do you know about the Trailblazers?
Not a whole lot. We don't see them, you know, in the regular season at all. So called around a little bit and got a little information on them, and kind of know what a few of the plays they run. But really, you know, we're kind of going in there blind and going to have to pick it up on the go.
Now, I mentioned last week how I had sat there at Gallatin and watched your game against Winston. I was, you know, I love watching good ball games with two good teams, and that certainly was that. Winston got you that night, 65-63. The rematch was just as competitive close, but it was much lower scoring. Was that just the was that kind of the natural way things go when teams are familiar with one another? Suddenly scoring becomes more difficult?
Yeah, I think a little bit. You know, it was like a heavyweight boxing match, just kind of poking back and forth at each other for a while, and we zoned them, which we want to come out and play man when we can, but they with the outsie boy in the middle, you know, you kind of got to pay a lot of attention to him, and we did a good job. We held them to 7 points that night on the win, so I was proud of the boys for that.
And as far as you want to be competitive and you want to battle for an HDC regular season title, in order to do that, you know, the old saying is, in order to beat, you know, in order to get to the number one spot, you got to beat the team that's been there for a number of years. That victory against Tuesday, for that reason alone, that's a huge victory for the Hawks, is it not?
It was. It was, like you said, kind of a mirror of that game over at Gallatin. The only difference was we ended up with the ball last on this one, and that was due to we talked with the boys about a lot of the little things that add up, and I believe it was Peyton Taggart stepped over and took a charge in the lane to get us the ball back with like a minute 20 or something like that, and we were able to, you know, hold on the ball for the remainder of that game and get the last shot, and Brody Langford ended up getting fouled on a shot and made one of two from the free throw line to finish it out with a tenth left on the clock. So it was a fun evening. We didn't shoot as well as we did down there to Gallatin. You know, we made 10 threes at Gallatin. We only made three the night we won, but Winston only made two that night. So, you know, it just we did what we needed to win the game, and I think that's the first time that maybe an HDC school had beat Winston boys in like 8 or 9 years. So, you know, hats off to Winston for that run, but hopefully we can start our own now.
Yeah, and Winston, you know, as you know and I know from seeing them at Gallatin, that's still a very strong and salty basketball team. So great win for your team. You come back, you got momentum, you beat East Harrison on your floor, 65-32 on Friday night. Did you just kind of feel like, Coach, you played well? And I know East Harrison sounds like they struggled in a couple of games last week, but did the boys really take strong momentum from Tuesday into Friday night?
They did, and it was our homecoming night too, so sometimes you worry. There's a lot of other, sometimes your focus isn't 100% on the basketball game, but I thought the boys did a good job of coming in focused and we knew what type of game it was going to be. We kind of used it as a way to work on some of the things that we need to get better at. And with 15 kids, we got everybody some playing opportunities that night and was proud of all of them. You know, when you can run three different crews pretty much in there, they all come in and did their job and maintained the lead that we had. So I was proud of the boys that night.
Yeah, you got this. You know, it's always exciting to play on a college floor close by in Trenton against Northland Christian. I guess the fact that Tri-County is such a big rival, otherwise you kind of look at it and say, we don't want to overlook that last game before break. But Tri-County at Gilman, that's a big game tomorrow night.
It is. There's a rivalry between Jamesport and Gilman. Last year, I think we split one or two games. They got us in districts, and you know, I know these boys remember that. And so definitely going to be a tough game. It always is whenever we play each other. Everybody knows each other real well and know what their strengths and their weaknesses are. So hopefully we'll, you know, have a good one tonight against Northland Christian and then tomorrow night to save some of the tank to get a win against Jamesport.
Appreciate the time, Coach. We'll catch up again in the new year. We'll catch at the Ketchum Center later today.
Hey, thank you for the coverage.